I want to ask a state senator, Senator Mike Patton, who joins me now from the Spokane Valley, ranking member of the Washington State Senate Law and Justice Committee. Senator, welcome back.
Always good to be with you, Lars.
I want to ask you about this garbage that is being shoveled out, and nobody shovels garbage out like lawyers, and I think public defense attorneys are the worst. But they are running a scam, as far as I'm concerned. I want to know if you agree with me or not, but here's what we have. Everybody who's accused of a crime in the United States under the Constitution has a right to have a lawyer provided for them if they can't afford it. We've had an indigent defense or public defense system for decades in both Oregon and Washington. In this case, we're talking about Washington State, and it has handled the caseload. Now, that was true going up to the pandemic. Since the pandemic, we have far fewer police, largely because of the depolicing done at the urging of the mobs in the streets after the death of George Floyd. You have fewer cops who are arresting fewer people and referring fewer people to prosecutors who prosecute far fewer people. And all of a sudden, the defense bar, the public defense bar says, hey, we're short of resources and really overworked. Now, Senator, help me understand that. They were doing the job before the pandemic. The pandemic happened. The police numbers went down. Prosecutions went down, in some cases down dramatically, in cities all over America, including the Northwest. How is it that all of a sudden they're stressed to the gills with this impossible workload and demanding more money?
Well, there's fewer of them, Lars. There's fewer law school students that are going in to be public defenders or prosecutors. The prosecutors are also short in Spokane County. Prosecutor Haskell tells me has 9 open positions. So there's fewer in. They have large debt out of law school, and naturally they're going to go where the market takes them, where the higher paying jobs. So that's part of the problem. Part of the problem is these standards are being promulgated by the Bar Association. And the Supreme Court is having a couple of hearings, one next week, September 25th, the second one November 13th, to get public input. So they've not adopted these new standards, but these new standards are extreme in my view. They would reduce the caseload by 70% for felonies and 60% for misdemeanors and gross misdemeanors. And there aren't enough public defenders right now to handle cases in certain parts of our state. They just had those protesters, you know, that were on I-5 stopping traffic because they were protesting what was going on in Gaza, and they were charged by the city of SeaTac. All the cases were dismissed because there weren't a public defender available.
Well, so but hold on. Senator, I'm not understanding something then. If they are short of lawyers, then they're not short of money. Because obviously if they have empty positions that are funded empty positions, then if they're not paying the paychecks, they're just short of personnel and they need to hire more people.
But I mean, they are, the pay is less than what somebody can get working in private practice coming out of law school. So that's part of it's the pay. Part of it is, for both prosecutors and public defenders, I think we've got to sell again, like when I was in law school. A lot of people said, well, that's a pretty good road to go down because you're going to get in court all the time. You're going to get this experience as a litigator, and you can then later be hired maybe by a law firm that does civil litigation and be rewarded financially a lot better. So there's a number of things that need to be done to increase that. But right now, we face this crisis of public safety. If the court were to adopt these standards, what's going to happen is more and more cases are going to be dismissed. And they're felony cases, such as auto theft. And you know, Lars, everything we went through, getting the initiative 2113 adopted last session, the legislature on police pursuits to let them pursue criminals again. A lot of that could be undone if the criminals realize, well, yeah, they can arrest me, but they won't prosecute me.
Okay, but Senator, the second piece I don't understand is they want their caseloads reduced, felony caseloads by 70%. So I don't know how many felony cases an attorney usually handles in a year, but make the math easy for a public school graduate like me. If you had an attorney and he or she used to handle 100 cases a year, he or she is saying, I can only handle 30 cases a year. Have felonies already, have they become so complicated that an attorney who used to handle 100 cases a year can only handle 30 cases a year?
Well, I don't think so. I think they have become a little more complicated, but not that much. I mean, there are, things that are more complex now that they might have to deal with, social media, new types of evidence and stuff. But nothing to that extent.
And on misdemeanors, they want it cut by 60%. So the lawyer who handled 100 misdemeanors a year says, yeah, I can barely do 40. Well, hold on. So you want more money paid to you because you've got big law school bills that you took on. And now you're telling us you can't do half the work that a lawyer would have been expected to do a few years ago. And by the way, Senator, we've got judges now who see they don't hold in. Almost nobody gets held in custody. Nobody has to post bail. And when they finally punish somebody, the punishments have gone down as well. Am I wrong about any of that?
No, I think it's a real crisis in the system. And there's a number of things. Of course, there are some good judges out there that do hold people accountable. But there's a lot in our state and superior courts that have been appointed by Governor Inslee that have a different philosophy than I think the public has. So, there's a lot of different problems, but the immediate one is these. And a number, actually a couple of respected King County, of all places, Superior Court judges, wrote an op-ed in the Seattle Times arguing against this and saying how dangerous it is if the Supreme Court were to adopt these standards. So I think there's some growing momentum against the court adopting the standards. It would be a disaster.
Yeah, I think it would be. And look, I want the cases to be tried. I want the people who are charged to be found guilty if they're guilty and not guilty if they're not guilty. But what I don't want to do is see a bunch of attorneys who say, well, I want to make more money. I want to make more money and do less work. And you need to pay me more, and I will do less work for you. That sounds like the taxpayers getting ripped off. That is Senator Mike Padden. He's the ranking member on Washington State Senate Law and Justice Committee. Senator, it's a pleasure to have you on from the Spokane Valley.